Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
I'm going to need your help, and this is from everyone out there. I need your help because I want to start a movement. I want something that I've had a strong opinion about for a while to happen, to take place. But I want us to really get it started here in Minnesota. Let's do something that makes sense here in Minnesota. And you know what we'll do? We'll let everybody else follow our lead. And it's all about bucking tradition. I think that it's disrespectful to not show appreciation for your legendary figures in sports when you have the chance. I think it's disrespectful, flat out. And Randy Moss's name has been in the news. Randy Moss is in the news because of an illness that he is currently dealing with, a very serious illness, and that's from him. He mentioned that a couple of weeks ago on his Instagram when he was in studio at ESPN, and then he reiterated it on air at the very beginning of Sunday NFL Countdown. Just a quick, like, 20-second, you know, people have been asking about me and my eyes, yada, 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 I'm going to wear shades, whatever. And then they got to the business of talking football. But now he's had to step away from his work at ESPN to deal with this illness. Okay, which, by all accounts, is a pretty serious situation. Now, I'm not going to get into, tweets or reports about this, that. Until we hear from Randy Moss and his family, I don't want to speculate on what the illness is. I don't have Randy Moss's number. I don't know Randy Moss's family like that. I don't know. I'm like all of you. I am praying for the good health of one Randy Moss, Vikings legend. So because of Randy Moss, though, I want to bring this to you guys here and let you weigh in on the stylesfinancial.com talk and text line 651-461-9226. I got to be honest. I find it disrespectful in the sports world when you have the opportunity to show appreciation for your legends, when you have that chance, and you just don't capitalize on it. I think it is unacceptable and a bad look for the most talented wide receiver to play in the National Football League, a Hall of Famer in his profession, doesn't have his jersey retired by the team that he started with. And this is the movement that I want to start, okay? Because you can react to that part about the jersey not being retired. Why is it a thing? And this is where I want to buck tradition. Why is it a thing that we, when a person's playing days are over, that we have this thing where in our minds, we'll go and let 20 or 30 years pass by, and then we'll go ahead and retire their jersey, or we will. And look, I get it. I get it. You can't retire every single jersey. Before anybody hits me off on this TylesFinancial.com talking text line, I get that. I understand that. I'm not saying you do this for every single person that's a phenomenal player in sports. You let those different teams, you let those different organizations decide whose number gets retired and doesn't. Randy Moss is the most talented wide receiver to ever play in the NFL. There's no reason why you would not retire 84. I think we all can agree on that. But this thought that we're always going to have opportunities years down the road to celebrate people, let them get a little bit older, let them get a little bit grayer, and we'll celebrate them over time. I don't like that. I haven't liked it for many years because you know what you're doing? You're assuming that everybody is going to live long. You're assuming that everybody is going to project to have good health. You're assuming that accidents won't happen, like car crashes and other things. Why would we be naive to think that? Does that make any sense at all? Let's go to Zach in Minneapolis. What's up, Zach?
How you doing, Henry? Thanks for taking my call. No, I've talked a couple of times.
Uh-huh. Yep. Appreciate it, man.
I was just going to give you a personal thing on Randy Moss. I was traveling out west back while he was still playing and stayed at a Holiday Inn in Charleston, West Virginia, and met Randy Moss's dad, who saw my license plate and said, "You know my son." And I was trying to figure out if he was Randy Moss's dad, why was he taking my baggage out at a Holiday Inn? But I don't know what his personal life is with his dad or anything, so I'm not judging him on that.
Yeah, yeah.
But I do remember when he ran into the Meter Maid.
Yep.
I do remember the mooning at Green Bay. And I do think that's probably why at the time they did not retire his number, was a character thing. If that in the day, nobody would care.
I've always
my comments.
Yeah, and thanks for the phone call. I've always, of all the things that happened, the woman in the car thing, that's the most problematic thing I've always had an issue with. The Green Bay thing, are we still upset about the mooning?
I'm not from here, so I was never really upset about the mooning.
I mean, I wouldn't do it, but I never really... Because it was supposed to be like symbolic of some, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego sets play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time, they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego bricks.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.